The release of the report was timed with the opening of the state's new maximum security prison facility in Buckeye. AFSC insists additional maximum security cells are not necessary, and the state should focus more on rehabilitation programs. Alessandra Soler, the executive director of the ACLU of Arizona, agrees. She says these prisoners spend too much time in isolation.
By policy, they're supposed to be released for 2 hours a day, but many times, because of quote-unquote staffing issues, people will end up in their cells for 24 hours a day without access to any programmatic activities, without any access to providers.
For Soler, that much time spent alone should be considered solitary confinement, but some state officials disagree. Doug Nick is with the Arizona Department of Corrections. He says that definition is archaic.
The state has single cells, of course. If you have a predatory inmate or a violent inmate, an inmate who is a threat to somebody else, clearly there's a reason to have single cell environment for their safety, the safety of the institution and the other inmates.
The state will begin moving prisoners into the new facility in the next few days. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.